My guest on the program at this time is Susan Thorngren, who is another candidate for the Boone Park Board. And Susan, thanks for taking time to come and visit with us. I appreciate it.
Thanks for inviting me.
Obviously, Boone residents will probably know a little bit more about your background, but for those that don't and will be looking to go vote at the polls, a little bit about yourself.
Sure. I was born and raised in Boone. I still have family and extended family that live here. And really, from the time I was a child and, of course, took off on my bike all day, I love spending time in McCose and Herman Park. And I also spent a lot of time up at Memorial Park as well. I even worked at the Boone Pool 5 years lifeguarding and teaching swimming lessons. I went to college in Chicago, and after graduating from Boone High, my degree was in health and physical education with a biology minor. And throughout my 20s and 30s, I spent a good portion of my summers working at Young Life camps with high school and college kids, mainly in British Columbia, Canada, but also upstate New York, Colorado, Minnesota. And I had this good fortune to work outside in the summers because I was a teacher and a coach for the gymnastic team, and the girls' swimming team at New Trier High School in a Chicago suburb. The last 20 years of my career, I've been a school counselor specializing in career counseling for both college-bound and students going into the trades. And yet I've always enjoyed coming back to Boone, as I did frequently, not only holidays, summertime, but even long weekends. And even my nickname to many friends is Boone because I spoke so highly of our town. When I was back in Boone during those weeks and months, I would frequent the park still. I loved taking walks and swimming, biking, cross-country skiing, playing tennis. And now that I'm living in Boone again, I feel really fortunate to have that access even more frequently to continue those activities. And now we can even play disc golf and pickleball.
Pickleball, too. Yes, there's a lot.
Yeah.
So our park board really does that. Trees, also, it's our tree board and takes care of the Linwood Park Cemetery. That's a lot of responsibility. There's a lot of acres that are included in all the parks here in Boone.
There definitely are. And, you know, we know that there are actually three budgets, the parks budget, the pool, and the cemetery. I really appreciate all that has been going on the last 100 years to take care of our parks. I think that our previous park boards and Mike Cornelis and his staff, Darcy Newcomb and her staff at the pool, just how well they've taken care of everything is really to be appreciated, because it is, as you know, we say after we grow up and even come back, it's a particularly McCose Park, the sides of that, it's a hidden gem.
Part of this, obviously, you've been doing other activities, becoming more involved in public service side of things. So it sounds like you're more on the administrative side. You'd like to see some organization, some structure, some planning on where do we go and what are we prioritizing?
Yeah, and I think that goes back to why I was excited to move back to Boone. I really wanted to be active and serve the community. I have been a member of the Downtown Boone Revitalization Committee the past 16 months. As you know, we just planted 29 trees downtown, and I'm also chair of the Rotary Club, and I'm a member of the Evangelical Church, play on the Cedar Point women's golf team. So I do love to work with people. I enjoy that administrative aspect. In fact, I've been a part of probably 15 different boards, advisory councils, and committees, both professionally and nonprofit. So, I feel like there is a lot that goes along with that responsibility to carefully analyze what the decisions are to be made. It takes a lot of common sense and to think strategically, to think what is best for the community, both with the money at hand, the creativity that could happen with, you know, raising money for different mm-hmm. projects, but also to think that the parks are for everyone. And that includes, you know, young children, senior citizens, people who are physically active, people who are nature lovers, fitness lovers. And again, I so appreciate that we've preserved that here with our parks, and I would want to continue to maintain that. I know that we've used the Herman Park Pavilion for a long time for our municipal band concerts, even a state festival. It's used for, the different parks are used for graduations, reunions, birthday parties, bringing in a lot of outside visitors, church services, tennis camps, Puffer Billy Days events. And I think that's important that we continue to have our facilities in good shape to host those events. And we will need to continue to work with our capital improvement plan. And again, look at that five-year plan to see how we can stay on top of all the maintenance. We've had three open shelter roofs recently replaced. I've had the time to go to several park board meetings lately and learn about what's going on. We know that there's also a lot of grants that are available. Mm-hmm. The derecho took a big hit on our parks. Oh. And of course with the Emerald Ash Borer, I've really enjoyed working with our local arborist Eric Foley and the Freedom Tree Care Company he has, and he's, you know, he's willing to also take a look at our parks. He's talked with Mike Cornelis quite a bit, and our trees probably need to be addressed. I hear that a lot, and I know we have also an Adopt a Park program, which perhaps we could even market that a little bit more.
Rejuvenate that.
Yeah, exactly.
So there sounds like plenty of things you would like to do. Any, no one in particular thing outside of probably, let's make sure we have a plan and prioritize what we're going to be doing.
Right. I think that there's so much. The parks, you know, have a vast amount of responsibilities, and it's a significant part of what we're all trying to do right now with the Wellness Committee, the downtown revitalization, and I think the parks play an important role in that piece as well. And I think I look forward to working together with all of our initiatives and our groups to be a part of that with the park board as well.
We do have a lot of, I'll just call it the aging infrastructure of the parks, which would be playground equipment. We know the pool is over 20 years old. It's getting closer to 30 now. And again, there's certain maintenance, obviously, mm-hmm. prioritizing maintenance for that. That's one thing out of the pool budget, trying to do that. Mm-hmm. But we do have, a lot of other areas that I know the park board would love if they had unlimited resources, would have a lot of different things going on in those parks. Mm-hmm. But it's still a great opportunity to plan and get people working towards things.
Right. And, you know, pools are costly. However, having the aquatics background, I do think the value of teaching children to swim and the enjoyment and the safety aspect is really important. And outdoor pools are so important as well. We know that there are busloads of children that come into our pool because it's so well designed. It is due for maintenance, and you know that will be need to be addressed. I know that Ken Slabe, you know, has been recently brought on to the staff, and he's very knowledgeable, seeking the pool certification. Mm-hmm. And I think those are dollars definitely, you know, worth spending. Yeah. And that goes in that long-term plan of what we can do to maintain a beautiful facility. We all know our homes we have to maintain as well, and that's right. What we have to do with that fabulous pool. It's fantastic. So,
For people that want to find out more about your positions, about being on the park board, I'm pretty sure they can find you and discuss that with you. Should they make contact? How would they make contact if you wanted to visit with them?
Yeah, they can email me, sthorngren78@gmail.com. Happy to hear what concerns and questions come up. I think that Amy and John and Kevin will continue to do the fabulous job they do. I would look forward to working with them as a team. Yeah. And, you know, I think that's important to be a team player with your committee and to support the park staff and to help them achieve, you know, the goals that they need to achieve the next 5 years.
Yeah. People should remember to go vote. It's Susan Thorngren, and her name will be on the ballot under Susan Thorngren. So, thanks so much for visiting with us.
Thanks for having me, Jim.